الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رضا الرب في رضا الوالد، وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us once again with this wonderful and beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill within us the respect and honor for this wonderful day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with every week. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to take maximum benefit of this day of Jumu'ah by us engaging in dua, sending abundant durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers and elders, a few weeks ago we commenced a discussion on parents, and we spoke to a great extent on the respect and honor that needs to be given to our both our parents, but more specifically we spoke about our mothers. Just to recap for those of you who were not here and for those of us who might have forgotten, we mentioned very briefly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained in the Quran that that man worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and that he be kind and good to his parents to the best of his ability. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If one or both your parents attain old age and you witness this time in their life, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us by saying that you should not even mention the word uff to them. And in this, the commentators of the Quran explain that the lightest form of disrespect is absolutely unacceptable for you to give to your parents. It's absolutely unacceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, you should not rebuke your parents in any way whatsoever. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and we should speak to our parents in the best possible manner. And then also we remind ourselves that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding our mothers, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, that Jannah lies beneath the feet of your mothers. And then we mentioned the story a few weeks ago regarding the hands of our mothers, especially our aged mothers. When we look at the hand of our mother, what do we see? And subsequent to that discussion, Alhamdulillah, one brother gave me a wonderful opportunity in my life. He told me, he said, Maulana, you spoke about the hands of a mother. I want to take you to visit my mother. And his mother is quite elderly. And one is to speak about something, but the other is to see it with your physical eye. His old mother, with the moment my gaze fell on her hands, that story just ran through me in a totally different context. One is you speak about something, one is you see it before you. When I looked at the hands of his mother, wallah, it was something that you can't really explain. And what a tale those hands would tell, and what a story those hands would tell, if only they could speak. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward that brother and grant his mother long life and grant him the ability to be the best that he can to his mother. But just to add on very quickly a few points with regards to our mothers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Your mother is such an individual that one person put it very nicely, and he said that a mother is the only person who would write an entire autobiography, but she won't mention a word about herself. She won't speak one word about herself, but she'll write an entire autobiography. What will she be speaking about? None other than her children. She'll be speaking about the achievements of her children, the good of her children. This is what her children did. She'll speak about everything. She won't speak a word about herself. And then another person put it very nicely. He said, what is the definition of a jersey? What is the definition of a jersey? The definition of a jersey is something that a child wears when the mother feels a chill. Not when the child feels cold. When the mother feels a chill, then immediately she will clothe her child. And then they say that every man thinks once, and that's only for himself. But a mother always thinks twice. First, she'll think for her child, and then she'll think for herself. And at times, a mother is such an individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that she will forget herself, but she will never ever forget her child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to respect and honor our mothers, to treat them with the best of love and care, and do everything we can to make their lives in this world as comfortable as possible. And we should give them the utmost respect that they truly deserve, because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, in general, with regards to our parents, we mentioned last week and we'll repeat it again, that most ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every individual with is replaceable to a certain extent. And in some cases we said that a replacement is something better than what you had in the first place. But the only thing that can never ever be replaced, at whatever the cost, it's impossible for you to replace it, that is your parents. Once they leave this world, they're gone for good. It's an opportunity that has left you. It's something that you can never ever get back. And how many a man holds his head in regret with regards to how much more he could have done for his parents, but he only realizes that when they leave this world. Another person said that we get old too soon, but we get wise too late. So we might age fast, but the reality of things dawn upon us when it's too late in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that as well. But today we move the discussion over now to our fathers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. What a ni'mah and what a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The role of a father in the life of a child is a very, very important and critical role for every individual to have over him. Your father is your greatest shelter, your greatest supporter. You know, in general, if a child is small and is in his infancy, you trouble that child, you disturb that child, so that child will get upset, he probably will be crying and he will be emotional, but what will he say? I'm going to tell my mommy about you. I'll go complain to my mother. That's when the child is an infant. Now let that child grow, let that child become big, and let that child become mature, and let him reach his youth. Now trouble that child, interfere with that youngster, and many people firsthand, they probably experience this. Now he won't say, I'm going to tell my mother, he'll say, I'll tell my father. You know who's my father, let me call my father for you. And we know when the child and when that son summons and beckons the call of his father, how that father comes with full force. I mean, he comes revving on all cylinders. But like how on our last occasion when we spoke on our mothers and we spoke about the hands of our mothers, we said that the hand of a mother is something that needs to earn its status. It needs to be doing a lot of work. And there was a humble advice that we gave to all our young mothers, that their hands need to be working with regards to their children. So yeah, again, now when we're speaking about fathers, we'll seize the opportunity again, that when that father comes revving on all cylinders and he's ready to defend his child no matter what the cost, you got to take a moment as a father to pause and reflect. Is your child right or is your child wrong? Many, 9 out of 10 times, the father, irrespective, because of the extreme love and compassion that he has for his child and the mercy that he has for his child, so even if his child is wrong, he'll say, no, my child is right. But there again, that is why, alhamdulillah, we are governed by the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wonderful sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qist. O you who believe, stand for justice, irrespective of whether it goes against yourself, against your family members, or against anybody. You gotta stand for the truth, to stand for the justice. So fortunate is that father, blessed is that father, and intelligent is that father, who even though he is summoned and beckoned to the aid of his child, if his child is wrong, there and then he will say, oh my child, you called me for help, but yeah, you're wrong. I gotta tell you, you're wrong. I cannot take your part. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the law of Islam is, in Islamic place, if a person is caught stealing, the punishment for that is that his hand be cut off, or their hand be cut off for stealing. That is the punishment for stealing. So there was a high ranking woman in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was accused of stealing, and punishment was going to be meted out to her. So people said that, you know, this is a high ranking woman, I mean, this is a top woman in society, how can her hand be cut off? So some people said, let's go ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we can have some leniency in this case, we can take her part. So some people mustered up the courage to go and ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is a situation, this woman is a high ranking woman, can we have some leniency? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you all seeking an intercession in a punishment that has been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? And what a statement Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made as a father. We love our children, it can never ever be compared to the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his children. More specifically, we know how much Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his daughter Fatima, but he loved every one of his children in such a manner that we can never ever understand. But we know the special bond that he shared with Fatima radiallahu anha. So he used her as an example, and he said, لو أن فاطمة بنت محمد سرقت لقطعت أيديها. He said, you're coming to intercede for me because this is a so-called high-ranking woman. I'm telling you all, if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had to by chance be accused of stealing, I would have not hesitated to mete out the punishment to my own daughter. So blessed is that father who, when the son calls you and you go and rush to his aid, but your child is wrong, you say, oh my son, you're wrong here. This is not the way it's supposed to be. And if your child is being wronged, for you to take his part, we know every father will run to and rush to the aid of his child. But that's the role that a father plays with regards to a child. It's your greatest supporter, your greatest helper. The only two individuals in life that will always laud your success and will always wish for you to surpass them in life is your parents and your teachers. Those are the only two groups of individuals that will want to see you surpass them in life. Your parents are the only individuals